Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Ellsworth. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops it up and throws to first, with McLain covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheinbloom for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk misplays the ball. That's an error on Klimchuk. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. Stanley moves to second. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Price hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Price and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheinbloom for the out. Harrelson moves to third. One out. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Price and he is safe. Cardinal steals second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheinblum moves to third. Don McMahon now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-2 in the game. Ellsworth bunts towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheinblum scores. Klimchuk moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klimchuk moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klimchuk scores. Cardenal moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Mike Kilkenny now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-3 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Price takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Price goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 Indians. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. One out. Norm Cash pinch hits for Don Wirt. Horacio Pena now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 5, Tigers, 5. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Bill Freehan now catching. Tommy Machick now playing third base. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheinbloom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Luke Limchuk. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick juggles the ball. That's an error on Matchick. Steve Hargan pinch runs for Max Alves. Zoilovir Als pinch hits for Horacio Piña. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Hargan moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Cap Peterson now playing third base. Mike Paul now pitching. Zoilovir Als now playing second base. Ike Brown pinch hits for Tommy Matchick. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Brown now playing third base. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-4 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sheinbloom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash strikes out. 1 out. Willie Horton pinch hits for Mike Kilkenny. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Mike Paul. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Verhals moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Timmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. 2 outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-5 in the game. Sims is walked intentionally. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals scores. Cardenal scores. There goes Sims trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Zoilo Verhals now playing third base. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-4 in the game. Tresh strikes out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-4 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown pinch hits for Ike Brown. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.